The recording and movie industries say that unauthorized copying and distribution of music and movies are costing them billions of dollars in sales each year. But NPR's Laura Seidel reports their misfortune may be helping at least one company make a fortune.
At least one personal website calls Mark Ishikawa history's greatest monster. Others treat him like a wanted man.
In some of the other places, you'll see pictures of my home address, everything you could possibly imagine about me personally.
Once, Ishikawa even had someone show up at his office brandishing a baseball bat. Ishikawa is CEO of a company called BayTSP, which has taken on the unpopular job of tracking down people swapping copyrighted films and music on the internet without authorization.
We've been called bounty hunters, arms dealers. If you think about what we do and the role that we provide, we're more of the Pinkertons. You know, we're the detectives. All we do is gather information, provide it to the client, and then help them make the next steps.
The virtual gumshoe firm is based in Los Gatos, California. In a room that's more Bill Gates than Raymond Chandler, a handful of men and women spend their days in front of computer screens monitoring such file-swapping programs as Kazaa, LimeWire, and Grokster. Sales and marketing director Ron Wessels says once they spot a user trading a high volume of files, they contact the user's internet service provider and ask the ISP to send a takedown notice.
The way I like to put it in a simple way is, put that down or put that back. It's not yours. And the ISP then has the information they need to contact the user and say, you know, you are infringing on people's copyrights. They are demanding that you not make that available in your share folder.
Wessel says BayTSP makes more than 100,000 such requests a week. No one knows for sure just how many people are involved in swapping copyrighted music and films on the internet, but most experts agree it's certainly in the tens of millions. People who don't take the notices seriously may face legal action. Record and film companies have threatened civil litigation in a handful of cases. BayTSP collects evidence for them, such as this copy of a film that it downloaded off the web. BayTSP CEO Mark Ishikawa says these copies often have obvious clues to the identities of their traders.
They're actually named. People will put their little group name on them. It's like this pride thing to be the first one up with the best copy.
BayTSP was founded by Ishikawa in 1999 after working in the defense industry. That helped him raise roughly $2 million from individual investors. At first, business was slow. But about 2 years ago, the recording and motion picture industries stepped up efforts to catch file swappers. Now Ishikawa says his business is doubling every quarter. His clients include three major motion picture companies and three major record labels. But along with a lot of other facts about this privately held company, the actual names of those clients and just how much business the company does is a secret. That and the fact that BayTSP won't say exactly how it gets into people's computers to do its detective work bothers privacy advocates like Fred von Lohmann, a senior attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
It's hard to know for certain whether what they're up to is legal or not, because they're unwilling to discuss in public exactly how their technology works.
BayTSP CEO Ishikawa says his company works within the law. It only searches individual computers where users have opened up files for sharing on the internet. There are two other major companies that go after online piracy, but Josh Burnoff, an analyst at Forrester Research, believes BayTSP has the most accurate technology.
You have to have a few extra safeguards in there to make sure that you don't find yourself going after somebody who's labeled a file as a song by Cher when in fact it's something else.
One of BayTSP's competitors made the mistake of identifying a Harry Potter book report by a grade schooler as a pirated copy of the novel. Burnoff says BayTSP hasn't had that kind of accident. Given the determination of many file swappers who think they are in a battle against greedy record and movie company executives, BayTSP is likely to be in business for a long time, says Burnoff. Sales and marketing director Wessels knows many people may hate him for what he does, but he isn't deterred.
I've been saying for a long time I want to make a bumper sticker, and it says, Robin Hood was a thief. End of story.
Still, BayTSP is expanding its business to include acts of theft more widely condemned, such as fraudulently soliciting personal information on the internet. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.